Talking with Mike Spradling, the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mike, you involved in a presidential race, a presidential election at your 70th annual meeting of OFB. You were reelected for your third term. I know that has to be very gratifying to you.
Certainly, Ron, it's very humbling, you know, for the membership, all they've gone through here in the last several years as far as environmental issues and things. You know, we've gone through the earliest part of this year with freezes as agriculturists. We've gone through the floods. We've gone through hurricanes, tornadoes, and even earthquakes. And, of course, we all know what's happened with the drought this year. So our members came here with a lot on their mind as far as, you know, not only just looking at the future. Of course, again, that's part of our theme this year was living a legacy and building our future. And, of course, they came here just to do that, to go ahead and continue. We enjoy the things that our forefathers have given us through the years. And now, of course, it's our turn to step up and develop the future as far as Oklahoma Farm Bureau and agriculture in the state of Oklahoma and across this nation. But all in all, I think, certainly the mood of any agriculture person is directly proportional to the amount of rain. So fortunately, we've had some rains across the state. So I think they came here with a pretty good mood. But certainly the thing that they're still concerned about is all agriculture in the state of Oklahoma as well as the nation is the Farm Bill. And, you know, we're still not certain where we're going to end up on that. But we have a Farm Bill committee, as you well know, that we put together and brought a lot of good resolutions to these members. And I think they responded very positively to the work that committee did for it.
I know one of the aspects of the Farm Bill proposal was that you reaffirmed the fact that crop insurance is so important to your members and to the overall safety net.
Absolutely. For quite some time, you know, direct payments were a very important part of our policy, but I think we've come to the realization by now, of course, with the guidance from Congressman Frank Lucas, that, you know, the direct payments are probably out. And so the next thing to do is certainly we've got to have that safety net, and the members certainly would like to see that whatever is going to be taken away from direct payments put toward supporting the crop insurance for the farmers in the state.
When we think about some of the other things that were out there on your resolutions today, the one thing I heard when you came up to some of them had to do with federal regulations of one sort or another, there was frustration as your members discussed some of these things from the floor.
Well, there's been frustration a long time when it comes with us, American agriculture and regulations from government agencies, and I think you're correct. Certainly the members showed that frustration today. There's still a lot of things, you know, barring environmental disaster, American agriculture can meet the demands of not only this country but many countries of the world. The thing that we're always pushed against is regulation and legislation. And of course, then we also have a lot to do with the environmental groups, you know, the PETAs and the UHSS, HS groups across this country. We have a lot of challenges, you know, that face us as agriculture producers of food and fiber, but there are a tremendous amount of opportunities as well.